This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. And, of course, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Dr. Julie Gassa will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about intermittent fasting and the digestive system and junk food and the power and the importance and the relevance of a lousy diet when it comes to the immune system, when it comes to dealing with COVID, when it comes to dealing with viral infections. Food is way, way more relevant than anything you can get from the doctor, than certainly than any vaccine anybody can give you. How we eat is plays such an important role. It's almost like it's become a cliche, and we tend to overlook the value and the importance of food as medicine, food as therapy. Not just the digestive system, but the food we eat as a therapeutic or as a non-therapeutic modality. Yesterday there was an article in that was published in the journal Science about the microbiome and COVID symptoms. Apparently, where is this here? Intestinal bacteria may affect severity of COVID-19. How do you like that? Coronavirus symptoms may be related to your gut microbiome. Why aren't we giving everybody probiotics instead of vaccines? Why aren't we working on our microbiome and making sure we're eating foods that support our microbiome? We'll be talking about the microbiome here in a little bit, and the mycobiome, the universe of fungus that lives in the body, in just a moment. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link and start yourself a home-based business that helps change the world and change people's lives with the power of health and the power of nutrition. That's what the longevity business is all about. You can be an entrepreneur and do good in the world. It's the ideal win-win business. You make money and you help support your friends and your neighbors and your loved ones' health and nutrition. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we're talking about the microbiome, the universe of fungus that lives inside the human body. There's lots of medicinal compounds that come from fungus. We talked about beta-glucan, which comes from fungus. Penicillin comes from fungus. The cephalosporins, most famous of which is Keflex, and C-chlor antibiotics that come from fungus. But there's also problematic fungus, particularly in the body. keep in mind that like bacteria have a microbiome that help us maintain our health, the mycobiome, M-Y-C-O, the mycobiome, which is made up of various members of the fungal kingdom, particularly microscopic fungi, also play a role in the health of the body. There's a lot less of these fungus, that's true. There's probably a thousand times less fungal cells than bacterial cells. There's probably a quadrillion, that's an amazing number, right? A quadrillion bacteria cells that live inside the human body. A quadrillion. That's 1,000 trillion. A quadrillion. You can't even get your mind around that. And there's probably about 1,000 times less fungal cells than there are bacterial cells. Nonetheless, they all balance each other out. In nature, bacteria and fungus are adversarial. They're antagonistic. They're in constant competition with each other. And in the body, there's a balance of fungus and bacteria. And this balance is made up or is created by the antagonistic relationship. Fungus are killing bacteria. Bacteria are killing fungus. And at the end of the day, you should have just the right amount of each. According to scientists who research the microbiome, M-Y-C-O means fungus. The microbiome, there's about 100 or so types of fungus, different fungus that live in a healthy body, including the famous Candida, which we will be talking about a little bit later. When people say they have a yeast infection or they talk about systemic yeast, they're talking about Candida. If you are interested in learning about Candida, get the classic book by Dr. William Crook called The Yeast Connection. It came out in the 1970s or 1980s. It came out, and it is the classic book, the first book that really talked about systemic yeast infections. And there's still misunderstandings, and still a lot of people are skeptical about this idea of yeast. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the yeast connection and yeast infections here in a couple of days. So anyway, Candida lives inside the body naturally, normally. There's another fungus called Cladosporium that causes asthma that lives naturally in a healthy body. There's other species that are similar to brewer's yeast, the same brewer's yeast that you make beer out of, called Saccharomyces, that live inside the body. In fact, Saccharomyces that lives inside the body can actually be used therapeutically as a supplement to treat digestive disorders, and you can get Saccharomyces supplements from Amazon or on the internet, the same Saccharomyces from the same Saccharomyces family that is inside the body and that is similar to brewer's yeast. Nonetheless, when the average person thinks of fungus in the body, it's usually not in a good way. Nail fungus, skin funguses, skin diseases, thrush, which is a oral disease, we'll talk about that here in a little bit, vaginal infection, systemic candida, diaper rash, these can all involve out-of-control proliferation of microscopic fungal cells. And what's worse, because of the nature of fungal reproduction, the way funguses reproduce, these infections can be very difficult to deal with. Much of this is because fungal cells can reproduce via spores. Spores are like seeds. They germinate like seeds, and they're covered with a hard coating. And so medicine can't really get into the spores. The spore is like a fungal version of a seed, and like a seed, it's protected. And this makes fungal infections notoriously difficult to treat medically. Fungal spores themselves can be the cause of allergic reactions. Aside from the fact that they're fungus, just the spores themselves can create allergic reactions, and it's estimated that probably maybe 3 or 4% of the population is susceptible to fungal spores, allergies, especially asthma sufferers. A lot of asthma sufferers have their symptoms triggered by fungal spores. This ability for fungus to produce by spores and to reproduce via germination like seeds is why doctors will tell you that fungal infections can be hard to treat. And some of the most toxic and most powerful drugs in the pharmacy are the antifungal medications, like Nizoral. Or sometimes some of these antifungal medications you can only really use topically, like Monistat, because they'd be toxic if you were to ingest them. Nonetheless, it's important to keep in mind that, as biologists are becoming more aware of, and healthcare professionals, that the universe of fungal creatures in the body, fungal cells in the body, the microbiome, also play an important role in good health. The only reason we don't hear a lot about the microbiome is because we really haven't been researching it for a while. We didn't really know about this microbiome until maybe 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. The term microbiome itself was coined in 2008. That's like a second ago in the world of health and nutrition. That's very recent. These understandings are very, very recent. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Dr. Julie Gatza will be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about junk food jail, as she calls it, and intermittent fasting in the digestive system. Yesterday, there was an article published on MedPage about the gut microbiome and COVID-19 severity. New evidence for link lab study finds certain patterns associated with more serious illness. We truly live on planet stupid. I've been reading about how congressmen, congresswomen are all freaked out because some of their colleagues weren't wearing masks, and now they are coming down with COVID, and they're quarantining, and they're staying in their basement, and they're not kissing their wives because they're all wearing masks. They're terrified of this horrible disease. Well, how about if you take care of your digestive system? How about if you start supplementing with probiotics? How about if you change the way you eat? And it's not just members of Congress that are citizens of planet stupid. It's unbelievable what's going on today with our misunderstanding of how the body works and our obsession with pharmacological treatments for what is a viral infection that is inevitable when you live in relationship to bacteria and funguses and other microscopic creatures, other microbes. This is just the way of the world, folks. And what we want to learn to do is take care of our bodies without drugs, without vaccines, without medical intervention. It is so, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it just makes me so angry. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Julie Gatza will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk digestive health. We're talking about the microbiome, the universe of fungus that live inside the body. The term microbiome was first coined a mere 12 years ago, and this explains why most people haven't really heard of the microbiome. If you've been listening to this program, you know we've been talking about it for a long time. The universe of fungus that lives inside the body. The microbiome regulates the microbiome. The microbiome is bacterial. Actually, technically, the microbiome is part of the microbiome. The microbiome is all of the microbes, all of the microscopic forms of life, which is really kind of an interesting concept when you think about it. There are microscopic forms of life. I know we say it all the time, but just think about that. There's a whole world of creatures that are so small you can't see them. Nonetheless, they're living creatures, and they do everything that we do. They eat, they excrete, they reproduce, they think, they communicate, yet they're microscopic. You can't see them without a microscope. And these microbiome include bacterial cells as well as fungal cells, as well as viruses, as well as parasites. They all live with us. They all live in us. They all live in us. And they all regulate each other. In the case of the fungus regulate the bacteria, and the bacteria regulate the fungus. They're always in competition. And they play a major role in the immune system, in our immune system. The fungus regulate our ability to fight disease. The bacteria regulate our ability to fight disease. The viruses, the parasites, they regulate our ability to fight disease. They regulate inflammation. They regulate immunity. This is so amazing. Fungal cells contain beta-glucan. The outside part of the fungal cell contains beta-glucan. And we've spent a lot of time earlier talking about beta-glucan as an activator of the immune system. Fungal cells are a repository, a source of beta-glucan for turning on the immune system. It may be this is why fungus work, to turn on the immune system. Maybe they're beta-glucan. It may be the result of other signaling secretions. Yes, bacteria and fungus and parasites and viruses all signal to each other. Yes, this is so amazing. Viruses talk to each other. The viruses in our body talk to each other. The viruses in our body talk to the fungal cells. The viral cells in the body talk to the bacteria. I'm sorry, the viruses, I shouldn't say cells. The viruses talk to the bacteria. The viruses talk to our cells. The viruses talk to the fungus. The fungus talk to the viruses. The fungus talk to the bacteria. The bacteria talk to our cells. They're all talking to each other. They're all signaling to each other. They're signaling to the immune system. The bacteria are signaling to our immune system to tell it to kick into gear. The fungus are killing and are signaling to the immune system to tell it to kick into gear. Excuse me.
It's so amazing, all this stuff that's going on. And we in our ignorance take drugs to kill things. Excuse me. We put the drugs in our water to kill things. We put it in the ocean to kill things. This lack of understanding of how the interrelationship of funguses and viruses and cells and for that matter, plants and all of the things that are on planet Earth, this lack of understanding of how everything interacts is probably the number one reason why we are so sick as individuals and why we are sick as a culture. Because we don't understand how everything is connected and everything is interrelated. Read a book called The Web of Life by Fritjof Capra if you want a real good explanation of how everything is connected to each other. Including all of us human beings, by the way. We are all connected to each other. There's fungi. There are fungi, that microbiome fungi, that have been shown to have therapeutic effect for diarrheal diseases and for intestinal health. This is why I said earlier, Saccharomyces, which you can buy right off the internet, has been used to treat GI infections, gastrointestinal infections, the lungs and the respiratory tract, which are obviously sites of fungal infections, serious fungal infections, deadly fungal infections, also contain funguses that help maintain healthy lungs. There's five different types of fungi that have been found in healthy lungs, including Candida, the famous Candida, which everybody knows of as an infectious, or most people think of anyway, as an infectious and pathogenic creature. And certainly Candida infections can be problematic, but in healthy lungs, you will find Candida. Why are the Candida in healthy lungs? Because they're controlling the environment. They're a part of a healthy environment. Your brain, a healthy brain. Yes, healthy brain contains healthy fungus. You have fungus in your brain. Healthy brain tissue has healthy fungus. Can you see how we have to rethink our understanding of this? Most people would be shocked if they knew that their brain had fungus in it, healthy fungus. Your skin has healthy fungus. Your intestine has healthy fungus. Your mouth has healthy fungus. The oral cavity is home to fungus. Now, certainly, fungus can overgrow, and that can indeed be a problem. Especially, guess what? After long-term use of antibiotics. And if you're not taking antibiotics, guess again. You are, if you're drinking water, or eating fish, or if you're eating meat. The chances are pretty good that you are taking antibiotics. Or if you have just general dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria. Dysbiosis meaning messed up gut bacteria from eating lousy food or eating the wrong food or eating lots of sugar. If you have something called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or SIBO, you're more likely to have fungal infections. When fungus overgrow, now that can definitely be a problem. Yes, you have healthy fungus that help control the environment inside the body, but when they overgrow, this can be a problem. And this is what Dr. William Crick was talking about in his book, The Yeast Connection. And guess what his number one strategy for dealing with fungal overgrowth is? Lower your sugar. That's a whole nother story, the relationship between sugar intake and fungus. Fungus love sugar. And the standard American diet contains 180 pounds of the stuff every year. The average American eats 180 pounds of sugar every year, and that doesn't include the sugar that we get from fruits and even from vegetables. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Julie Gatso will be with us in our next segment. We'll talk intermittent fasting and digestion.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
President Trump is scheduled to inspect some of the newly installed U.S.-Mexico border wall Tuesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The border between the United States and Mexico is 1,954 miles long and is the most frequently crossed border in the world, approximately 350 million documented crossings per year. The Alabama Crimson Tide won their 18th national championship Monday by defeating Ohio State 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. We have a search engine up if you miss a program or you want to review a subject at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, we have a search engine and archives at BrightsideBen.com, as well as the longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy on a prescription basis, designed for healing wounds and preventing post-surgical scarring, as well as for dealing with acne, eczema, psoriasis, and other skin health issues. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of my Truth Skin Health formulations. You can find them all at truthtreatments.com. And don't forget to take a look at our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products and truthreviewed.com for our 4- and 5-star reviews. 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. All right. I am very much looking forward to speaking to our guest today. She's been on the program before. Health educator Dr. Julie Gatza is a chiropractic physician with over 29 years of clinical experience. We're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is intermittent fasting and the digestive system, as well as what Dr. Gatza calls junk food jail. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Julie Gatza. Hello,
Hi,
Dr. Gatza.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey,
Hi,
it's great.
Nice to
great,
hear your voice.
Yes, it's great to talk to you again. So before we get into junk food jail and intermittent fasting and digestion, did you read this latest article in the British Medical Journal about COVID and the microbiome?
Well, I haven't read that, but I understand that. You know,
isn't that
if you're going to correct anything with the immune system, you really have to fix the digestive system first.
Isn't that interesting how we're always going to vaccines and we're always going to masks and we're going to hydroxychloroquine and medical strategies. Now there's the dewormer they want to give people, like ivermectin, but nobody's talking about something as simple as just working with the digestive system.
I mean, it's never really talked about, Ben, and it's the thing that I've had hung my hat on for 29 years of doctoring, is if you correct digestion, you have the ability to fight almost every disease that's coming at you because you're getting nutrition in that way. And most of us have stressed digestive systems, and thus we're lacking nutrition. And then we get sick and we wonder why, and it's no real mystery.
Do you think it's because it's so simple and so obvious that we miss it?
Yes, and, you know, I've always often laughed that if I could make it more complicated, I think people would actually believe me. But it is that simple that it's so funny to hit your head against the wall as you're explaining the simplicity, and a patient goes, yeah, I don't know, I think I'm going to take an over-the-counter something for my digestion. I'm like, oh, boy.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know it's crazy.
Do you think people just, you know what I think? There's cells that kill themselves when they're not able, when they're not supposed to reproduce. Apoptosis, right? Cells will kill themselves.
Yes.
I just have this feeling people have this, there's this thing called phenoptosis, which is the people version of cellular apoptosis. Because that's the only explanation I have when ordinarily intelligent people or seemingly intelligent people will do just what you said. They'll go, yeah, but, you know, I think I'm just going to go to the doctor and get antibiotic.
You know, I really do just think that it's because it's been ingrained so heavy with the media, with, you know, commercials and the health magazines and the ads and them all. And after a while, you do really get pretty immune to it, but you don't know how much all that's getting laid in as far as, you know, if we did the same thing with saying how important digestive enzymes were to be taking, people would understand, oh, wow, I have gas, bloating, digestion, heartburn problems, and I need an enzyme instead of I need a Maalox and Tums and Rolaids and everything
right.
else that we've been pushed for years.
So you and I have been talking now for a couple of years. You've been on the program, but I hadn't heard you talk about intermittent fasting. So is this something new for you, or have you always been working with it, and you're just now telling people about it? How did you start to tell us about your relationship to this concept of intermittent fasting and how we can use it for health?
You know, for me, it's not something I've been doing forever, and it, you know, comes through with patients, my daughter, and, you know, different people, and I started to listen, and I did it myself, and I went, oh, this is actually pretty easy to follow. I dropped the extra 7 pounds I was having a hard time losing, and, it made life easy, and it was one meal or, you know, one certain time of the day that I was eating, and I found out it was actually quite simple to do, and it sort of goes with my schedule. And, you know, there's different ways to do it, and, boy, different variations all over the board. But, you know, for a couple of years now, I've known about this, and I love anything that is sane, switches it up, isn't expensive and it really gives you results. And this is one thing that many people from different levels can do different types of intermittent fasting and really see the benefits for it.
Yeah, it's great what you just said about isn't expensive, because not only is intermittent fasting not expensive, you actually make money. It's actually a health strategy, right? You can actually it'll show up as money in your bank account. People are always complaining
about the expense. You're not spending it on being sick.
And you're not spending on being sick as well. So there's two parts to intermittent fasting. There's the intermittent part and then there's the fasting part. So let's talk about each one. What do you mean by intermittent?
Intermittent means to be doing only eating at certain periods of time of the day. So for those who are beginning it, an easy way to do that would be to start at 12 noon for your first meal and cut it off at, let's say, 7 o'clock at night. So you can eat your meals, you know, you don't eat more, you don't have crazy foods, you just have your normal meals within that period of time. And the fasting part is then to let the body completely relax, rebuild, and not have anything to do with digesting and you know, trying to break down everything, and just letting it sit tight. And then you can see the changes over a period of time that the digestive system isn't constantly working. It kind of goes back to the Cro-Magnon man, where they ate one meal a day and, you know, kind of gorged themselves on the meal in that sense, and then didn't eat again until the next day. And, you know, that they could eat, you know, all the protein that they wanted. This was before they were, you know, farming, and the body do well. And that's pretty much how intermittent fasting, sort of the premise, works well.
So you, when you say intermittent fasting, you're saying you could do it every day. It's not like once a week or twice a week where you just don't eat. You're actually doing, you're eating, you're leveraging the chemistry of intermittency every day.
That's right. But there's also ways to do it where you know, have a normal life and then 2 days a week you don't eat. And you let the body chill out on that 24-hour period of time, a couple of days a week. So usually not back-to-back days. And so, you know, just doing that interrupts how your system's working. You know, it's just, it sort of makes it go, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? And no one's going to starve if they don't eat from, you know, for one full day. No one's going to starve if they haven't eaten from 7:01 till 11:59 the next day. And it does sort of shake up the system and let it react differently than it had been.
So there's one that's great. I love the ideas of intermittency. I hadn't heard that before, intermittency every day. But there's one little monkey wrench that could be thrown into this whole concept, and that's the psychology of eating. Like how much, right? We eat for psychological reasons, unfortunately, as much as we eat for physiological reasons. So can we talk about that when we come back from our break?
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Julie Gass is with us. How to break out of junk food jail, intermittent fasting, and the digestive system. We'll be back with more of Dr. Gass on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Julie Gatza about intermittent fasting and digestion. Dr. Gatza is a health educator and a co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. So, Dr. Gatza, intermittent fasting sounds great. Intermittency sounds great. Sounds easy to do. But what about the psychological element, the psychological component of our eating behavior? How do you address that? How do you address the fact that it feels good to eat?
You know, I always I look at it two ways. If somebody wants to change, they're usually ending up at my office and saying, hey, listen, this isn't optimal. I'd like to improve this. So, you know, it doesn't mean jump into the pool and start swimming the next day. You know, you get yourself ready. You get foods prepared. You start to clean out the house of some of the gunk. And you set an alarm. And, you know, even though you can watch it, if you set the alarm at 12 or 11:30, at 11:30 you go, all right, cool. So now I have to prepare a meal, get things ready to go, and it, you know, a habit can be formed in such a short period of time, but this one actually happens quicker. And I think it's because when you're doing intermittent fasting, you're starting to get your system working better. You're making better digestive enzymes. You're getting your energy working better. You're starting to lose weight. You're sleeping better. So you don't feel quite as frantic and so calorie hungry for, you know, the next sort of thing that's happening. And it's just a goal. I mean, hunger, I would say, is sort of like having a sore elbow. You know, it's annoying. You realize how much you use your elbow, but you can live with it. And if you sort of just put that little bit of hunger that's going to occur after dinner and in the early morning, so what? You get to eat. You're not going to die. It's annoying. Yeah. And you really can bust through it in a short period of time. Within less than a week, I see people are, you know, easily doing this, and they see the benefits, so it's easier to keep up with it.
So you can reap biochemical benefits quickly with these intermittent fasting, like in a couple of days, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just doing that, you can increase your metabolic rate, which is simply how many calories do you burn at rest, you know, anywhere from like 3.5% to 14% just by starting this. And, you know, we talked about digestion. We don't have efficient digestive systems, which is why we're gassy and bloated and constipation and diarrhea, and we're all, you know, sort of not doing so well. We have dark circles under our eyes. We're chubby. And a lot of this has to do with we aren't digesting our foods properly. You know, for years, the one nutrient when somebody says, just give me one thing that you think is going to help the most, well, it's a high-quality digestive enzyme to break down the foods so that you can reap the benefits of repairing your tissues and, you know, keeping diseases away and losing weight and sleeping better. And the one I use is Absorbaid because it's so well made and it handles the deficiency that our bodies are sort of at right now.
What is Absorbaid? What are the ingredients?
It has all the digestive enzymes to break down protein and fats and carbohydrates. It even has enzymes in there to break down the dairy. So when you put all that together, you now, whatever you've put on your plate, your body says, oh, cool, we can get the most nutrition from this meal and wring out all the nutrients. And, you know, once again, the simplicity is the more nutrition you're getting into your body, the healthier you'll be. It's that simple. When you're missing something, you can have, you know, predisposition to bone problems and hormonal deficiencies and, you know, prediabetes and skin conditions and all, you know, you name anything. Let's put the nutrition in correctly, and all of a sudden the body went, oh, this isn't so easy to correct.
So everybody knows, and even the average person knows, they got to eat to survive. But you make a distinction between eating to survive and eating to thrive. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, how many people have cereal in the morning? I mean, it fills you up. You get your kid out of school. You didn't have to cook very much. And, you know, now your kid's coming back with behavioral problems and learning problems, and they're sleepy and they're not paying attention and they're disruptive. And, you know, that's simply just putting food in your kid's belly to send them off to school. I see my elderly patients do the same thing, where they weren't raised with cereal in the morning and carry on. So they're just eating to survive. There isn't an eating to thrive. If they'd have the protein in the morning and, you know, the eggs and the bacon and the sausage, something that's just sort of meaty and allows them to think better and perform within, you know, the best that the body can do, you'd start to see a lot less problems when people are eating, you know, quality food as compared to just putting the cardboard box into their system and calling it full.
The cardboard box. The cardboard box is probably healthier. You get fiber in the cardboard box.
I've actually said that, yes.
Right? So, okay, so one of yours, you have seven rules for healthy eating. One of them, it is kind of interesting to me. It's eat only when you're hungry. So most people say, I only eat when I'm hungry. What do you mean by that, eat only when you're hungry? How can you tell if you're hungry or not, you're really hungry or not hungry?
I mean, you know, the fact is you do have to play with it a bit. So if you're doing something like this intermittent fasting, you know, it depends on what your mindset is. So if you're trying to do intermittent fasting, okay, maybe you're a little hungry at 10. Well, hang out and do it at 12. You will be hungry at 12. But, you know, throughout that, into the point that you're going to be quitting at, let's say, 7 that evening, you know, you don't have to eat a whole bunch. If you're satisfied and you're fine and it's around dinner time, fine. Have a little something, but don't put a huge amount of you know, food onto your plate unless you're hungry. But, you know, if you keep your caloric intake, you know, within the normal realm of how you ate before, you will benefit greater from this. And a lot of times people will eat a meal, be hungry after a meal, and a lot of times it's because they weren't digesting their food. So they put the stuff in and it didn't get into the system. And if they aren't making the enzymes or taking something like the Absorbaid, it's sort of washing through rather than getting absorbed into the bloodstream and triggering the brain that says, okay, good, you've had enough food, there's enough nutrition here, you can chill.
So malabsorption can be a cause of overeating.
I think it's a huge one. I've never met a person with a weight problem that wasn't starving. And it wasn't, and they were starving. They were not able to get nutrition in, which is one of the reasons even the overweight people that were eating small amounts or the overweight people that are eating large amounts, and everyone thinks they're lying and, you know, oh, yeah, you must be secretly eating. Well, they're actually starving and not eating a lot of calories. They just can't get the nutrition in to get the metabolism running efficiently.
All right, so you talk about food combining, but you also talk about the proper order to eat foods in. So tell us a little bit about that, the idea that there's a certain order that you want to eat different foods in.
Well, not everyone wants to follow it. So if they don't, you know, take enzymes and get the best you can from it, because, you know, these rules are just for, you know, anyone that wants to, you know, do this cheaply. And the fact is, protein is the most important food that you should be eating. It's the one that at a cellular level we need the most. It's the most complicated to break down. And when you're consuming protein first without putting it with a whole bunch of other foods, you're signaling enzymes in your body to say, hey, secrete this enzyme, break down the protein, and you'll get the most from it. After that, the best thing that you can eat is the vegetables, you know, things that are easily broken down, a salad, and wait till the end to have the actual, you know, the carbohydrates from grains, because they're not needed the most. You can get your, you know, your carbs from your vegetables, and, you know, eating bread at the beginning of a meal is going to fill up the system and also then complicate how you break down the rest of the meal.
So protein first, veggies, and then carbs?
You got it.
And then what about fats?
You know, fats are going to be sort of thrown in. You're going to get that with the protein. You're going to get that with the vegetables. You know, the fats themselves are usually put in with other things. But if you're going to have the, you know, fats as something, you know, in particular just fat, I mean, that goes right around the protein, you know, right after the protein, because it also has a little bit more work to break it down.
What about dessert? No, I'm just kidding.
Dessert, I have no problem with, but give yourself a good 20 to 30 minutes before dessert if you can. Let the body digest the food that's there before you pile in a whole nother, you know, layer of whatever it is that the dessert is made from. So just let the food digest a bit, get it going, and then if you have dessert, you know, if it's somebody like, you know, a piece of cake, take the cake, hide it, and then you won't feel the necessity to have to, you know, partake immediately after a meal so that you get your piece.
You might not necessarily even want dessert if you have enough absorption, right?
It's very true. And, you know, if you do, a lot of times just having something in the fruit realm rather than the, you know, real sweet sugar realm will do enough that you actually feel satisfied at a sugar level.
That's great. Now, one of your rules is to chew a lot. Chew your food really, really well. You probably eat less food if you chew. Oh, gosh, we're out of time here. Real quick on chewing, Dr. Getza.
I made up a number of 22 times just to make people aware that they're not even reaching that. And when you chew, you release enzymes, tell your body to, hey, break that food down. And it's just a signal to tell the body to do that.
Gosh, that's so just a wealth of information. That was awesome, Dr. Getza. I'm sorry we're out of time. How do people get a hold of you or read up on you or get some of these ideas?
They can go to the website, which is naturessources.com, and they can find out about the Absorbaid. They make something called Absorbaid Platinum, which helps out with viruses and bacteria and toxins in the body. And they can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. Don't forget to use the code radio. They can ask for some free samples or 20% off their first order.
Dr. Getza, we're out of time. Thanks for being on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.